Friday, May 19th. President still at Camp David this morning. He left about 8:15, made the visit to Wallace, and then came on into the office. At the staff meeting, we had a pretty good rundown on status of things. We're moving to take a hard anti-busing position in the Congressional Conference today. The House is going to pass revenue sharing next week. It's going to be very light attendance at the leadership meeting today because they've all gone home for Friday. Our guys think they can beat Mansfield amendments on the when they come up to the Senate next week. We're going to have a good consumer price index today, only up 0.2%, and food is down 0.2%. And turned out to be a pretty good meeting. When the president got in, he was in a terrible mood, at least by the time he got to me, which was after his meeting with the vice president. The vice president apparently really hit him on the problem of our limiting targets in Vietnam. So on, president jumped all over me, then Ziegler, then Kissinger in various successions. He was furious when Ziegler raised the point that Rogers was going to have a press conference today, but it was too late to stop it. So he said to get out the story that Rogers at the NSC meeting had said that the mining would sink the summit. Because Rogers now is apparently getting out of line, or at least someone in the press carried it, that the White House was saying the summit was lost, but the State Department said it was going to go on. He's also furious because Laird and Abrams cut out the leaflet drop. He told Kissinger to call SyncPAC, tell him that he was very upset and to do something about it. He's concerned about the SALT agreement because it's going to look too weak to the Hawks. Kissinger argues that we can sell them on the basis that it would be more inferior otherwise. The president doesn't believe that's going to sell. He's very distressed because the whole propaganda operation is a total washout in Vietnam. It's been sabotaged by defense. He wants to get rid of Helms. All this covered in a devastating memo he dictated today, which is in the file. He spent some time on Conley's trip plans, talked to Conley on the phone, told him he wanted to go to leave the day after the president returns, to go to Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, and Peru, plus New Zealand and Australia, then someplace in Europe. I suggested Rome because of Nelly's interest in Florence, so that's probably what he's going to do. He's supposed to take a presidential plane and do it really first class. He called me again tonight, as a matter of fact, to follow up on the details on that. He had the press reception late this afternoon after the leadership meeting, and he did a superb job of briefing the press, although Henry was upset because he felt the president had oversold the possibilities. But Ziegler felt it had gone extremely well, and I think he really put the press in a good mood because he gave him a good feel of what the trip is about and what to expect. End of May 19th.